Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser. Hope you had a great weekend and wanted to follow up on some conversations we've been having lately about calling. I've been talking to a lot of people about their calling, and today's podcast is focused on discovering your calling. I think people shy away from that a lot of times as far as a calling. They see people who have a platform or see people on a stage speaking or who are pursuing something in sports, maybe at a professional level, and they think, well, that person has a calling. Or they look at a pastor or look at somebody who is basically leading out for an organization, and they think that person has really discovered their calling. Or maybe an entrepreneur who is doing something that's both got a business aspect to it, but also a social cause. And they think, well, that person has a calling, but I don't know if I have a calling, you know, and what I do day in and day out. And I believe that everybody is called to do something, and you are uniquely created and qualified to do that. And life is about embracing that, and discovering that, and identifying what that is. And it begins with a deep question. And the question that I will pose to you is, why are you here? Not why are you here listening to this podcast, or why are you driving in your car, or why are you in this position at this point in time, but why are you here on earth? And have you ever thought about what that means and why you were created and the platform that you have, the family that you have, the leadership roles that you have in all aspects of life? I think it begins with that question, to really think about why you're here. And I would really encourage you to take some time to think about that. And I'm going to give you some practical steps on figuring that out and looking back to look forward as far as you know, what your calling is. But it begins with that question, why are you here? I remember being posed that question and taking the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People training class. And I actually took the class from Stephen Covey, who authored that and created that and, you know, spent his life mission focused on these habits and educating people around that and helping people to be effective in whatever they did. And I was amazed just at his ability to communicate these concepts. And a lot of them were very simple, but when he packaged them all up together, I think in the 7 Habits, it made a lot of sense to me and definitely impacted my life. And one of the things that we did in that training was to develop a personal mission statement. And I remember being in that, and it was almost like we had about 10 minutes, and they were going to give us 10 minutes to write down our personal mission statement. And it wasn't like I was on a mountain in Colorado somewhere or somewhere scenic where I could take some time to do that. And over time, I've developed that and thought more about that. But this was just maybe a kickstart to that process and developing a personal mission statement. And at the time, and as I wrote some words down and then thought about it after the class and developed it a little bit more, I came up with this, and it was to lead a life of significance by making a positive impact in the lives of other people. And significance versus success was something that I was toying with. I didn't want to just pursue success just for success sake. And whatever, I guess I'm hungry this morning thinking about steak, but pursuing success for success' sake. And I think, you know, not just to pursue to make money, not just to pursue life, to pursue a position, all of that would be good, and it gives you platforms and resources to make a difference in the lives of other people. But I wanted to lead a life of significance, to make an impact in the lives of other people. And I think as I transitioned through different roles that I had within consulting firms that I worked with and other places, I saw that I wanted to be with people. And I saw certain themes about what I drew energy from, what I felt like my strengths were, and wanted to be able to do that in making a difference in the lives of people. And that just became a reoccurring theme for me. And just like great companies know their mission, we have to know our purpose. And I think it's important, whether you call it a personal mission statement, or it's your mission, your purpose statement, or your calling statement, or just why you're here, we need to know what our purpose is. And if you think about great companies, they know and live their mission every day. whatever that company is for you, whether it's your local coffee shop or whether it's a big Fortune 50 company, the ones who are successful and truly do meaningful work know what their mission is, they know what their vision is of where they're going, and they live out their core values every day. And for us as individuals, it's even more important to know what our mission is, to know what our vision is of where we're going, and to live out our core values every day as well. And that's why it's important to have a personal mission statement that we live out. And I'll explain why that's important as well. But just in thinking about how to discover your calling, here are a couple of practical steps as you think about this word and figuring out what is your calling and identifying that. The first thing I would do is make a list of strengths. So what are your strengths? And I would go beyond just the words. I do a lot of career coaching, and I have my clients do this as far as starting with this process, not just applying for the next job, but to make a list of strengths. And not just to say, well, leadership's a strength of mine, or communication, or just one word answers, but to go beyond that and think about on a daily basis, almost at a task-based level, what are my strengths? So for instance, if you think leadership is a strength, how can you go deeper in developing, well, what is it really that strength? And it might be coaching and giving feedback to others, or developing a vision for where people should go. That would be the level of detail that you need to go on this list of strengths, is more at a task-based level as far as what you feel like your strengths are. I also would encourage you to ask others in the process. We were doing a workshop one time, and I asked people to do this overnight and to think about what their strengths were and is it related to calling. And one person in the back, she said, well, I think I already know this, and you know, you're telling me to ask my husband about this, and I already know what he's going to say, but I'll ask him, and I'll take you up on that. So the next day, we came in, and she was the first one to raise her hand, and she had taken the challenge. She had asked him what he thought her strengths were, and he rattled off a bunch of things that were new to her and were very insightful. And she took our workbook and hit him with it, and we didn't tell her to do that, but I think she was saying, why didn't you tell me that before? And sometimes we can ask people in a certain time, in a certain way, that will help them to identify and help us clarify what our strengths are. So I would encourage you to ask personal stakeholders in your life, those people who are in the center of influence that you go in, whether it be personally or professionally, to help you identify what they see as your strengths as well. So that's step one as far as discovering your calling. Step two is to make a list of passions or what you draw energy from. You may love the word passion and being passionate about things. You may think, well, I don't know if I have any passions. I do this kind of work. There's not really passionate about that. But I think it's those things that you draw energy from. So they could be strength related, but they are more what gets you excited, what really lights your eyes up when you talk about that. And so, for instance, if we were to take this example again about leadership and you say, well, my strength in leadership is coaching and giving feedback to others, a passion that may be related to that is making an impact in the lives of other people or bringing a project across the finish line. That's what I'm really passionate about. Or doing something that has a social impact or social cause tied to it. That's what I'm passionate about. So that's, you know, going to, again, a task-based level about passions and more detailed level of that is really important to make a list of those. And then the third step is finding alignment between the two lists. So what you're trying to do is find alignment between strengths and passions. In a lot of Marcus Buckingham's work, he talks about a talent being strength plus passion. And that's what we're trying to do is find those gifts, talents, and strengths that will allow you to do your best work and really relate to what you're called to do and why you're here on this earth. And so finding alignment between strengths and passions is really important. Again, when I was going through one of the transitions in my life, I saw people getting excited about managing spreadsheets and managing project work plans. And I was thinking, well, I've done that. I feel like I'm good at that. That could be a strength. But it wasn't really a passion of mine to spend my days just looking at estimated time to complete for projects and things like that. I knew that that was important, but that wasn't my main passion around what I wanted to do and what I felt like God was calling me to do ultimately and why He created me to be here. And so I wanted to find alignment between those, because some of the things that were strengths for a certain time were not going to be strengths that I leveraged for the next phase of life. And I think that's really important, especially when you think about transitions in your life, is to think about there may be strengths that you have, but they may not be the things that you're called to do for this point in time or going forward in your life as well. And again, this isn't to necessarily change jobs or do things like that. It's really to just more this process of getting in touch with your calling is make a list of strengths, make a list of passions, and then to find alignment between the two lists, because that's where you're going to find your sweet spot in whatever you do, staying in the current role that you're in, but really leveraging your strengths and passions during that time. The fourth step, I think, that's really key in discovering your calling is to look back on both your personal and professional life and look back at key events, key moments that have happened, and identify themes or reoccurring experiences that you have been involved with. And this will help you to understand certain themes in your life. And again, this is where you might seek insight from other people as well. For me, when I look back at themes in my life and things that I was involved in, that people invited me to be involved in, they might have been things like starting a new practice area. There were a bunch of points of time in my career where I've been called upon to start a new practice area or to try something new and to get sponsorship for that and then to recruit people into that, to develop the marketing around that, the creativity around it, and the offerings that we were going to take to clients. But that was a key theme, or those were key themes in my career as I look back at those. Coaching people was another theme for me. I had a lot of people who would come to me and say, "Hey, I'm thinking about getting an MBA. What do you think about that? Or I'm thinking about doing this. What are your ideas around that?" And coaches and mentors had been really key in my own life. I knew the power of that and going to different people to seek out advice. And I found myself in situations where people would just start sharing with me things that were very personal to them, to seek advice, to seek other things. And then finally, I had people in my life say, "Hey, you should think about being a coach someday." And that's what led to the coaching that I do today. Speaking and being a student of leadership was another theme for me. I just was a sponge for leadership and leadership speakers and different ideas, and then developing a teachable point of view around that and being able to teach that, to speak that into the lives of other people. And so that was, those were some reoccurring themes for me that really propelled what I would be doing in the future and sharing that. But again, it was looking back on certain themes around that. And I can't say that I necessarily planned all of those moments to happen. Some of them just happened by being in the right place at the right time around the right people and showing up every day to be engaged and embrace, the opportunities that were there. And then looking back on that and building on that as well. And I think that's really important. We don't want to just go through moments and forget about them or not grow from them and learn from them and build on them. And I think that's really key as you think about life, is think about moments and how we embrace those, but also engage in them as well. And then sharing all that information with others. That was something I was really passionate about, is helping others to be better and to share information with them and to share articles. I remember my grandfather used to share a lot of articles from the Wall Street Journal and other things to pass them on to me, even as a young man growing up. And I can't say that I really understood everything that he would send to me around certain articles, but he was an avid reader. And anytime he could share information that he thought would help me get better and grow at that point in time, or even for later, he did that. And that was something that I saw modeled for me and something I had a passion for as well, is always trying to share information and wisdom and knowledge to other people that would help them grow in their career and help propel them to success and impact in their lives. And that's always been a reoccurring theme, but also a passion and hopefully a strength as well. So those are four steps to discover your calling. And it's not I don't think it's something that, okay, go through these four steps and boom, you're going to immediately find your calling. But I think that process will start to give you some structure to what that is. And then for me, faith is very important. So being on a prayer journey around that, praying about that, praying that God would reveal that to me every day has always been very important to me. So I would encourage you to do that, especially if faith is important to you, to pray in that process, to get away from the daily whirlwind and transactions of everyday life and to be open to what that is, because I definitely believe that it's a process. Even if you go through those four steps, that's just a way to structure it so that you can discover your calling, but it's definitely a process, I think, that's revealed to you day in and day out as you go through life. Discovering your calling makes you more purposeful, passionate, and productive. That's why you want to discover your calling. So we talked about the four steps to how you discover your calling. But when you discover your calling, first of all, it's going to make you more purposeful. It's going to help you identify the right priorities in your life. So we're going to, if you think about, again, about a great business, when they know their mission statement, then they're able to identify what is the right priority for this point in time, and they go pursue it. And so identifying the right priorities in our life makes us more purposeful. When we're more purposeful, we pursue activities from and with a purpose. So pursuing activities from a purpose is different than just doing things every day, whether it's purposeful or not. So when you have a purpose, you're able to pursue all the activities and tasks and the things that you do and the things that you invest in from that calling and from that purpose. And it's a much more powerful place to be than not having any purpose and just doing some activities and hopefully in hoping that you're doing the right things or wondering if you're doing the right things. So pursuing activities from a purpose is very powerful. And then also pursuing activities with a purpose. So when you're doing it with a purpose, then you know why you're doing certain things, and the people around you know why you're doing those things as well. Especially as a leader, that's really important, so that they're connected to a shared mission, vision, and purpose with you, whether it's your family or the team you're leading, that you're doing that. Also, when you're more purposeful, you're not just going through the motions. It's the difference between being transformational in your life and your leadership and being transactional. And nobody wants to be transactional. Nobody wants to go just go through the motions. Although we do that a lot, and there is research out there that talks about people who do their daily tasks within a company but don't know how their daily tasks fit into the overall mission. And so it's really important that we understand that, especially from a purposeful place and knowing our calling. So when we discover our calling, it makes us more purposeful for those reasons. Discovering our calling also makes us more passionate. So there's an excitement about getting up every day because we have a purpose, we have a calling, and we are excited about that. We enjoy that. We enjoy life, and we enjoy the things that we do much more. When we discover our calling and understand what that is, we're going to enjoy the things we do. We're going to look forward to our days. And also, we draw energy from that. When we discover our calling, we're passionate about it, and we draw energy from that. So in doing the things that we do and the tasks that we do, it's not just something that, oh, I have to do this. But you're thinking, I must do this. And you're drawing energy from all of those things, even if it's something mundane that just has to get done. If it's tied to a calling, even in the mundane things, we're going to draw energy from that and know that it gets us to a final result or a final end that relates to who we are and why we're on this earth. And then third, discovering our calling makes us more productive. And related to this, you know what to say yes to, and more importantly, you know what to say no to. Successful people say no to a lot of things, and they say yes to just a few things. And I think a lot of times we think about productivity or being successful as saying yes to everything, to being able to multitask and to do a lot of different things. But the most effective people that I know are very intentional and purposeful about what they say no to, so that it makes them very purposeful about what they say yes to. And when they know their calling, they're very clear about the yes and very clear about the no. When we don't know our calling, we're just maybe grabbing at things and we're saying yes to a lot of different things and this could be it or this could be it, but we're not intentional about directionally and saying, well, I know this is it. And so it's really important, I think, as you think about not only at a high level, but also daily and weekly, the things that you put on your calendar are going to determine your calling and what you're investing in. And so we have to make sure that it's tied to our overall mission of our lives because we only have one life. And as we go through the week, as we go through our days, make sure that we're intentional about that and purposeful about that and that it ties into our overall calling in life and what we're saying yes to and what we're saying no to as well. And this is really important on a professional level. It's even more important on a personal level as far as the leadership responsibility that you have and the impact that you can make to your family, to your kids if you have them, and how you invest in them as well. So a couple of steps that we gave you on how to discover your calling, also why discovering your calling is important and that it makes you more purposeful, passionate, productive. And as we close out this podcast, I just want to encourage you to go through this process and to think deeply about what your calling is and why you're here. I believe everyone was created for a purpose, and I don't think that that's just a cliche saying. I don't think that's an irrelevant verse in the Bible either. I think it's very relevant, and I think it's very important that we were created for a purpose and a plan. And you have a unique calling in life, and it's something that only you can fulfill. And the key is to identify it and discover it. So that's the first step. What is it? And how can I discover it? And I think that, you know, we've answered this question before in workshops. People have asked, you know, does your purpose change over life? And we get a lot of different answers. Some believe that your purpose or calling changes, you know, over time based on life stages. And some people think that it stays the same. And for me, I think that what I would say is that I don't think your purpose necessarily changes, but I think that it becomes more clear over time. And the way that you carry out your purpose may change based on the stakeholders in your life, based on life stages that you have. I really believe that my purpose when I was single, it was the same as it was as now being married and having five boys and having a family and being in a different role than I'm in professionally as well. I think my purpose has just become clearer, and the platforms that I have are maybe different. Some are the same. Obviously, they've expanded in having a family and those things, but I just think that our purpose becomes more clear over time. And I also believe that you're never too old to identify and discover what your purpose is. I think some people think, well, I had dreams when I was in college, or I had a calling that I was thinking about when I was in college, but now, you know, I'm 40 and I don't know what that is, or it's changed, or I don't have a calling anymore. You do. And it was written out for you when you were created. And so the key is to continue to get in touch with that and identify it and discover it. I think also to embrace it. Once you identify what that is in life and why you're here, you need to embrace it. And what that means is just stepping into it every day and making sure that you're engaging in what that is. That if you're leading a team of people and part of your calling is to share wisdom with them and to make an impact in their lives and to help them grow in their careers. In addition to getting things done, whatever that is and whatever you do, make sure that you're embracing that role to invest in the next generation of leaders. That's really important. In addition to whatever tasks y'all have to get done, whatever projects you have to bring forward and bring across the goal line, make sure that you're embracing your calling as a part of that, not just going through the motions. And then enjoy it. Enjoy that you have a calling in life and you have a purpose, and to make sure that you love what you're doing every day and to go about it with a smile on your face and to gather energy from that. The people within your sphere of life will miss out if you don't fulfill your calling. That's why it's so important to make sure that you know you have a calling, to discover it, to embrace it, to enjoy it, and to step into it and to lean into it. Because if you don't, and you don't fulfill your calling, the people that are in your sphere of life, both personally and professionally, are going to miss out on something that only you could provide for them. And so it's very important that you play your role and that we each play our role in living out our calling every day. This would be similar to a musician not playing their note in a symphony, and this is the symphony of life. It's very important. And so whatever that note is you've been called to play, or notes or parts in the role of somebody else, you have to step up and play your role. And we all have to do that and not just rely on somebody else to do that. We need to make sure that we're fulfilling that and that we're living out our calling every day. So again, why are you here? The question we began the podcast with. Figure that out, understand that, embrace it, seek counsel, seek coaching from that if you need to seek advice from other people. But step into that, make sure that you embrace it today, and the people that are around you will thank you for it as you continue to live out your calling and make a purposeful statement with your life. Make it a great week and make the most of the moments in your life.